Okay, let's take a step back again. Let's go back for a minute to the question of Tzar B'Mokom Nezek. Okay. The question of whether you chayev to pay Tzar B'Mokom Nezek. Right? So, it was brought up on Chof Vav, and it's also mentioned on Pei Dalet and on Pei Hei. Right, but it's never really explained exactly. I mean, Rashi, the closest I think Rashi comes is on Pei Dalet. He just says, he says that since you already paid Nezek, Af Bishisham Tashlumi Nezek Mishalim Afatzar. Even if you paid, even though you already paid Tashlumi Nezek, you even pay for the Tzar. But I never got a satisfactory idea on what the Havamin is and what the Maskon is. So I was thinking about it a little more, and I saw something in the Rishimo, so it sort of opened my eyes to a way of thinking. It wasn't really on this point exactly, but it was a certain way of thinking about something that I think we can apply. I have to be more halachic over here. I have to go into a halachic definition. Now, let's remember something that we said that I think is very important. I don't think I included it in the review. I wasn't really sure where to put it. But what's the matter, Tal? Are you all the way over there now?
I'll
have
to be over there.
All right. So the idea was that we said that by Nezek is really a damage, right? And you're paying Tashlumim to the Tashlumim is in place of the object that's lost, right? It's not literally a Tashlumim of the loss itself. It's really connected the chepta, right? Now, by Hachovel, maybe it's a similar question by Hachovel, that there has to be a din of a tachas. That's what the Torah is telling you. But there also, whatever the reasons, onesh otherwise, the payment is going to be keneged the destruction. Okay, and there's an omed to determine what's considered the tachas, what's considered keneged the loss. So there's avenues like this that when there's no nezek. When there's no nezek mamish, so there's an iser, right? But it doesn't have the normal form of tachas because there's no physical loss of the maisa itself. Okay, so in that case, the accidental features of the hakah. They come in place of the Maisa HaKah. They become the Tashlumim for the Keneged of the Maisa HaKah. Okay, in other words, by Chovel it's a little different. By Chovel, it has to be Kasher Osa Keni Osa Lo. Right? There has to be a din of a Tachas in the HaKah. So you'd say like this, that how do you represent the Hakah? It depends. If there's no actual Hezek, then you have to define the Hakah through its accidental features. But when there's a normal loss of property, in this case the arm, that tashlumim is considered the full tachas. You understand? The point is like this. The way the Hava Mina makes sense is that they're both, is that in the Hava Mina you're trying to achieve the same thing. The only problem, you're always trying to achieve the full an idea of mamon that is conceptually a replacement or keneged the hakah. Okay. When there's no nezek, the Hava Mina is now you need a chiddush. Hava Mina is that there's a chiddush. When there's no actual nezek, which is a normal way of defining the tashlum of the action, when there's no normal way of defining it through what is actually destroyed, there's a substitute system because of the isser. Okay, there's a substitute system of tsar, ripoy, shevas, and boshas, and that will. That will qualify in a secondary way as mokom b'mokom hakah. But when there's nezek, that when there's an essential effect of the hakah, paying for that is itself a tachas. You achieve a tachas through the nezek. There's no need for the secondary mechanism of tachas. You understand? Just halachically, got to break out of that other way of thinking. I think we fell into that trap a little bit there when we were trying to explain this a little bit better last time. You understand? It's you have to satisfy. It's trying to satisfy the same thing in two different ways. That was Avamina. You only need to resort to this secondary kind of a system when you don't have the primary definition. The other. The key point over here is that what gets you stuck is when you think about it as compensation for loss. That's what gets you stuck, right? If we say that there's a compensation for this loss, why wouldn't you have it just because you have another loss, right? The point is that it's a din of. It's a din of mamon representing the maisa, right? So when you don't have a definition in the hezek of the maisa itself, then you have the tachas of the effects of the maisa. Either have the tachas, either have the mamon keneged the maisa atzma, which is the nezek, which we said a long time ago. The nezek is really the maisa itself. Or if you don't have that, then you have a secondary substitute, which you don't find by other cases. You don't find this by Nizke Mamon. You don't have this din, but by Adam to Adam you do. With a separate din by Adam that you can have it in the effects too. Lamaskana. These payments are not a separate route to the same thing as Nezek. They're part of the din of Chovel itself. Are they completely independent, or is the Maisa Chovel itself amplified by these things? That's what we have to think about. But it's part of the Chovel, it's part of the Maisa Chovel itself. Okay, it's not a substitute way of achieving the shame, the tachas of the Hakah. You understand? In other words, conceptually speaking, the question is there a new mechayev of tzar, or is tzar just another vehicle of fulfilling the mechayev of having mamon tachas maisa, when the maisa is defined by its own effect, meaning tzar, meaning nezek, then that's its definition. But when it fails to have a definition via its own effect, its immediate effect, then you'll have to define it. And the chiddush is that you can define it through its secondary effect. But that's the chiddush. The chiddush is not a new mechayev. The chiddush is there's a secondary mechanism, secondary method. But the maskan is no. The other four things are chiddush of a new mechayev. Okay, are they independent mechayevim, or is it one conglomerate mechayev. I don't know. That requires further probing. But at this point, the maskana is, the havim maskana is, in the big picture, what's the nature of these other things? How do they function? How do they exist? How do they exist halachically? Are they existing halachically as a secondary mechanism or a primary? Okay? Okay, now that's different than the question of Heichi Shaiminan. Let's learn Rashi. That's different than the question of Heichi Shaiminan. Heichi Shaiminan is assuming you're chayev already. Now it's a question of how do we do it? How do we do it? Okay, Rashi and Chumash is different. I don't know. I saw one of the Achronim try to work out Rashi and Chumash, but we'll have to leave it alone for now. Okay, so what do you say here? So what's Rashi say? Rashi says, where you already paid for the Nezek, right? Heichi Shaiminon, how do we evaluate the Tzar? Halo Yeshlo Lekotza Bishvil Adamim Shenotel? Yeah, so what does that mean? What's the question over here? We started talking about it on Thursday. Well, what do you say? What's the question over here? I think the problem is from the Mishnah. Right? That's the way I'm trying to learn this over here. The problem is how the Mishnah sets up the evaluation of Tzar. Right? How does the Mishnah set up the evaluation of Tzar?
Isolated.
Yeah. Okay, so explain. The Mishnah is treating Tzar. The Mishnah is saying you evaluate Tzar. You want to know what the value of Tzar is. You evaluate Tzar like a possession. You liken it to a possession. Okay, and you want to know the value of a possession. You say, how much would you take to exchange it? That's the market. That's the value of a possession. How much would you? That's the monetary value of a possession. How much would you take to exchange it? How much would you take to suffer this tzar? That's the way the Mishnah evaluates it. But this apparently raises the problem for Rashi when there's nezek. What's the problem? Rashi says a strange thing. That once you paid Nezek already, you had the right to take it. Yeah. What does that mean? How does that make any sense? It happened already, first of all. There was no bargain. Just the whole thing just doesn't make any sense. Yeah, so what's the Gemara's answer? I mean, we'll jump over a couple of the steps. What's the Gemara's answer? Maybe we think of the answer. We'll see what the final answer. What's the Gemara's final answer?
See how much a person will pay to not have this thing until they get something.
So what's the evaluation then? No, what's the difference in the evaluation?
He's buying.
Over there in the Havamin, in the question, he was buying. That what you mean?
No.
The opposite.
Go ahead.
No, oh, who's the he?
Right.
Oh, okay. What are we evaluating? Yeah, go ahead. What are we evaluating? Let's take the maskana. What are we evaluating? We're saying to the guy, imagine the king decreed your arm to be severed. Okay. And what? He decreed it what? With the sword. How much would you pay for this bottle of anesthetic? How much would you pay? Yeah. The question is like this. In other words, the question is there a conceptual shift in the idea of evaluating the pain from the beginning of the Gemara till the end? From the Heichi Shaiminan, is there a conceptual shift of what we're doing? Okay, conceptually, this is a different thing. And if you saw the rush, right, you're going to have to answer one more question. What is it just in this case? I mean, Plaim Shot and Rashi, is it just in the case of Mokam Nezek? Right? It's only because of this problem that you already paid for the limb. But in the regular case in the Mishnah, you still would ask the guy, how much would you take to suffer the pain? Right? It's only because there's a problem of Heichi Shaiminon that we switch it. Correct? Where the guy just put a coal on your finger and it burnt you the nail. So there's no nezek. But it's just painful. So I think the Meiri says, even though the Gemara says nobody would suffer pain for any amount of money, that's talking about big pain, like when there's a nezek involved. But a small pain is not so bad. Stub your toe. How much money would you take to let a guy stub your toe? I don't know. What do you say? It seems that Rashi is looking at the payment of tsar in a certain way. That creates this problem in his mind. How is he looking at the payment of tsar? That creates this problem in his mind. What do you think? Tachas of
replacing, like, it's right that you had.
Right. Okay, and the Maskana?
Oh, in Rashi?
Yeah. But one second. So you're placing this right that he had. Okay, and therefore what? So what's the problem? What's the problem with the Nezek?
You can give up the right to use your hand, get rid of your hand.
You already gave up the right. It was paying the Nezek. Paying for the Nezek is already what? Is already b'mamon tachas, the Maisa of Nezek. So now how can you have...
Oh,
that. What? No, not that way?
No, right there. All you can.
Yeah. I'm happy to hear you take over. What are you saying, Minik? You understand what I'm trying to say? In other words, I think what it comes off is like this. It's a continuation of what we were saying before. That it's true there was a Havamina that the Maisa Nezek, if you had a true Maisa Nezek, that would be the full Tachas. And then the secondary effects would not be paid. Maskan is, no, you pay all. But the way Rashi learns that even though you're paying all, in the system of Tashlumim, there still is an element of payment that's connected the Maiso, and payments that are connected effects. Okay? Now the Mishnah is indicating that Tsar is not paid as an experience. Tsar is paid connected a Maiso. Because it says, how much would you take for this Maiso? It's not like Boshas, which is just try to evaluate the experience, or the Sheves and the Ripoy, which are the effects. But you have to understand this. This is critical to what I'm saying. The payments must be the payments must correlate in Mammon to what you did, and in a sense undo what you did through a tachas. Just like when I broke something, the mammonus is a tachas, is a replacement, has the shame of a replacement of the kli. So too here, the whole institution of Chovel must be considered replaced or undone in this case with the Tashlumim. And it can't be a sloppy application. It has to have a correlation. There must be correlations in the Mammon to all of the things in the event. Okay? Now he's saying the problem that Rashi is having is once you already pay Nezek, that's Vadai Keneged HaMaisa. So now how do you apply Tsar Keneged the Maisa when the Maisa already is a done deal through the Nezek? In the realm of Tashlumen, the Nezek is done. Because in the realm of Tashlumen, the Maisa is done. It's not a question on Ripoy. The Gemara doesn't ask, Hechi shaymin on ripui and sheves. Once you already sold your arm, you're gonna have to suffer ripui and sheves. Why isn't we ask those questions, right? Because that question wouldn't be asked. Why? Because that is the very din. The very din is that you pay for the maisa and its effects. The problem is you can't qualify the maisa twice under two different headings. That's the problem. But the Mishnah is telling you Tsar is evaluating the maisa, because you say, how much would you take to get this to be pained like this? Meaning, I'm going to assess a value on submitting to the maisa. So, but once you already have in the system of Tashlumin Nezek as the maisa, how do you use Tsar as the maisa? So in the Maskana, we just have to view Tsar as an effect. That's right. We say, that's why the Maskana is perfect. We say, you look at it like a guy who already had to have his arm taken off, because the maisa is really already accounted for in the Nezek, right? But now the experience itself, it's no longer asking to correlate to the maisa. It's trying to just filter out the effect itself, right? But apparently Rashi holds that there's two types of hakah. When there's nezek, the hakah is defined by the nezek, and tsar is relegated to a secondary role of experience as just an effect. But the Mishnah is telling you, when there's no nezek, then the maisa is defined as by the tsar.
I know that by nezek is also not just in terms of the effect. Once you have maskana.
By nezek what?
I'm saying that you're saying that in the maskana we were thinking of maybe defining the maisa, but you also pay for the tsar as an effect, right?
Right.
So why don't you just say that in the maskana we say no, really I'm not saying it's not in terms of the maisa, because if you try to define the maisa, you're going to run into problems. So instead,
no, but it is, huh?
Isn't that the whole nature of the thing?
That's right. The nezek stays in its primary representation.
There's no logical problem.
There's no problem with nezek. When the Gemara just parenthetically, when the Gemara goes through the possibilities of trying to figure out,
that's just like a couple of items, I think.
That's saying that once you're going to engage in a maisa that has effects, a guy is not going to really be able to. No, is that saying like this? If you're going to view it as a maisa, the person is going to put in all things that bother them with the maisa. The evaluation is going to be off, right?
Not that there's anything wrong in principle.
Not that it's falling into the same problem of the original. But really, once you get the dead arm, you don't have any of the four. That's why Rashi says it's the bosh. The Gemara says it's going to be thrown to the dogs. That's the boshes. That's going to be thrown to the dogs. Just saying, a person can't purify in his mind. In a person's mind, he doesn't think of tsar as the sellable commodity. He thinks of submitting to the action.
If you could isolate that, right.
Notice Rashi's not learning that this Gemara is analyzing to figure out the proper payment of tsar always. It's working out how do you pay for tsar when tsar can't be the representation of the maisa. Right? That's, I think, how the Drisha explains the Rush. You saw the Drisha over there? Right? And the Rav and the Rishimos has something similar to this. This is the essential concept that all these things are revolving around. Okay? So, you see, the Rush is Mesupak. I'll let you take a look at the Drisha. Take a look at the Rush and the Drisha tomorrow, and then we're going to, I guess we'll go on. I don't want to spend the whole another day on this.
It's not a procedural.
Right.
That's the